Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath.
So,
greatest show.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
Perfect.
International Day. It's here. Now, this pod is going to sound a little bit different than normal.
A lot of background music.
You're not going to have just Mr. Huntley and myself entertaining you for about half an hour. This is a monumental episode for us.
It's a beast.
So, for those who don't know, we set up the podcast kit outside for International Day.
It was very good.
And we invited over a host of guests, loads of people. Off the top of my head, I could think maybe we had over 20 different people on the pod. So for this coming episode, you are going to hear conversations with lots of different people, from teachers, support staff, children.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really, really looking forward for you.
It's going to be a very, very enlightening episode, isn't it?
Because International Day was probably the best it has ever been.
Slightly new location, lots of extra people.
And just the energy.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah, performances.
It just lived up to all the expectations.
So much so that everyone today is so... They feel very tired after the day before.
A little lethargic.
But just so at peace with what happened. They were just so happy with all the different events that were... Well, you'll hear from them.
So, sit back. Get yourself a cup of tea, get yourself a cold drink, settle in for what I think is our greatest ever episode. Enjoy.
Bye.
Oh, we've got our first guest on.
Hey.
Hello, introduce yourself. Who are you?
I am Mrs. Gray.
Mrs. Gray, now sorry about the background noise. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. JPS International Day is back with a bang.
Oh, it's been good so far, hasn't it?
It's amazing.
Sitting outside, watching the performances. They were all our favourites. But what were the highlights? A couple of highlights from the performances.
China, for me, the boys with the swords.
Incredible.
Such amazing skill for such small children. Oh, so impressed.
It was so technical as well.
So technical.
And then I went upstairs to say congratulations to one of the lads. He's in Mrs. B's class 5G. And he didn't even barely look at me. He was like, It was a normal day's work.
Average.
Easy, that.
Do a bit of sword
Yeah,
dancing.
Didn't even think about it. I didn't even realize I was doing it until I'd finished. Oh, he was brilliant. And I've just actually been to the Chinese stall now and I've just had some dumplings, some spring rolls.
Delish.
But my class don't come down till later. So I'm pacing myself.
You've got double stint on the
Yeah, and this today. Welsh jersey I'm wearing, it's a little bit, it's not tight, but it has the potential to be tight if I go gung-ho.
Well, have you been to the Welsh stall for the Welsh cakes?
I have. I got ignored. I turned up in a bucket hat and my T-shirt and a daffodil and I've got Welsh socks on and I just didn't even notice me.
Not even impressed?
No.
Such a shame.
Oh, goodness me. Mm-hmm. Rejected by my own country. So, any highlights of the stalls? Where have you been so far?
I've been and had oven-baked pizza from Italy.
Beautiful.
That was delicious.
Mamma mia, that sounds good.
And I visited South Africa for some sausages.
Yeah.
That was very, very good.
We went to the Australia. So highlight for most of the teachers normally, during the performance when it was on the tennis court, we'd have the Australian barbecue going mm-hmm. and they would feed up the teachers ready for the day ahead. But this time it's on the car park. And the panic in the face of the Australians when they saw all the teachers rush over is to say, I don't think we're going to have enough sausages.
Yeah. And it's so, always breakfast on International Day. And
so what happened was Mrs. Richardson had a full sausage mm-hmm. because she teaches the lad whose child it was. And then I was behind in the queue. I thought by default, that's what was being offered. So I took a full one. Mrs. Scannell took a full one. They panicked. Miss White, half a sausage.
Oh.
We were crying.
Poor Miss White.
Wow, she was crying. We were crying with laughter.
She would have been devastated.
Yeah, so shout out to the Australians. Keep those barbecues going. And do you know what? The more the merrier. The more sausage, the better the day, isn't it? Absolutely.
My other favourite store also was Greece. So we've got Greek family.
Oh, yeah.
So when you go and visit their house, you get fed really, really well. So I was straight to the Greece store today and I had some vine leaves and... Rice,
beautiful.
Vine, it's delicious. So I definitely recommend a visit to Greece.
Are they smashing plates at the table?
They're not smashing plates.
Are they trying to smash like paper plates? Not got quite the same effect, does it? But yeah, health and safety gone mad. Yeah. So, next time, get some plates.
My other favourite thing today has been to see all of the teachers that are new to JPS experience their very first international day, because they didn't know what to expect.
I know. And we've bigged it up, in fairness. We've bigged it up on the pod. We've bigged it up in person. And do you know what? I actually think it's bigger and better than ever. So absolutely. Oh, you're so popular. Should we get someone on?
I think we should.
Can you call a few over?
Gabriel?
We've just been joined by a very, well, what can I say? A huge man among men.
A mountain of
a man. A French legend. Can you introduce yourself, please?
My name's Gabriel. I'm 7 and I'm from France.
Hello. Well, I tell you what.
Bonjour, Gabriel.
The confidence already. He's a natural. And what have you been munching over there? I've been seeing you eating something. What have you got?
Haribo.
Haribo? What country did you get those from?
I forgot.
It's the German store, actually. Because Felix in my class was like, Mr. Williams, you've got to come and grab yourself some Haribo. Are they yummy?
Yeah.
Did you go up on the stage earlier and do the French national anthem?
Yeah.
They were so good, weren't they?
Fabulous.
The passion was oozing out of them. And what stalls have you liked going around looking?
France.
You're obviously going to pick France. What sort of foods do you get in France?
Nothing.
I had some delicious croissants.
Oh, I love a croissant. And a fresh baguette.
Good. And crepes. They had some delicious crepes on the go.
Yeah. Oh, goodness me. And when you go to France, what foods do you like eating there?
Bread.
Lots of it. The problem if I have two breads, it goes straight to my hips.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be happening to you, Gabriel. And what's your favourites? Do you support any French teams?
France
Paris. Football? Oh, Paris Saint-Germain. Maybe one day you'll be playing number 6 for them. So those who obviously were on the pod, Gabriel is wearing a French football jersey with number 6 on there. Do you play football now?
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like the type, doesn't he? A strapping centre-back, perhaps. What position do you play?
Attacker and defender. Oh.
Attack and defence. Wow.
Master of all.
Multi-talented.
Yeah, really impressed. And what else are you looking forward to going and seeing, Gabriel?
I'm in the football squad.
You're in the football squad? Who takes the football squad these days?
Mr. Lim.
Now, Mr. Lim is a tactical genius.
He is.
He is the JPS equivalent of Pep Guardiola, I've heard. What do you think?
Yeah.
And who's your teacher?
Miss Worrell.
Miss Worrell's your teacher. You're a lucky lad. You've got Miss Worrell. And in year 4,
Year 3.
Yeah, I know he's in year 3, but he's in year 4. Maybe when you're in year 5, you get Mr. Williams. What do you think?
Oh,
he looks confused.
Not sure.
He's mugging me off my own pod. All right, mate. Well, leave you to it. Lovely to hear from you.
Thanks,
go and enjoy
Gabriel.
The rest of the stall and enjoy.
Okay.
We've got our second guest, son. Your second guest, straight away.
Hi, Stella.
Hi.
How are you?
Introduce yourself, Stella. Talk right into the microphone for me.
I'm 9 years old.
Whose class are you in?
Miss Schmidt.
Miss Schmidt. I came in to watch Stella in one of her lessons, and she was a stellar student.
Well, you were a stellar student.
Pardon the pun. So talk to us, Stella. It's International Day. How's your day going so far?
Good.
What's been the highlight?
Any
particular stalls? Any performances?
The Italian stall.
What did you find at the Italian stall?
Pizza.
Oh my God, Mrs. Gray's already been saying that she's a fan of the pizza. And what country are you from?
Czech Republic, Brazil, and America.
Wow, that's the best thing about JPS students. Yeah. It's not one nationality, it's a blend and a mixture of many. And how are those stalls? Are they any good?
Yeah, but some are not that good.
Oh, name some names. Come on, let's name and shame. She looks a bit shy now.
Hungry.
Oh, well, you're not going to go hungry at any other stalls, are you? But maybe well at the hungry stall because there's no food. So, and what about the American stall? What about the Czech Republic stall? Are you being represented well today?
I didn't find any American. I did find a Brazil one.
Any good?
Yeah, but I couldn't find an American one and a Czech one.
Ah, well, do you know what? You've got plenty of time to go and explore. And Mr. Huntley's not here right now. He's currently shaping the minds of the future in his classroom. I.e. they're doing word searches and crosswords probably. Anyway, but it wouldn't be right to not mention the World Cup.
Yeah.
We are, Mr. Huntley and myself and Mr. Roberts are going to watch Brazil at the World Cup, and we will cheer for you, Stella.
And I have just ordered myself a Brazil jersey.
Have you?
Yes, because it's leopard print, and I was very excited about the prospect of a leopard print football shirt.
Nothing to do with the team, everything to do with the design. Well, thank you for coming on, Stella. Say hello to everyone. Anyone you want to shout out on the pod?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I would say shout out to my mum, shout out to my teacher. Say hello to someone. Let's give your teacher a big shout out.
Shout out to Miss Schmidt.
Go, Miss Schmidt team, Mrs. Schmidt. Thank you very much for coming on, Stella. Go and enjoy the rest of your international day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We've got our fourth guest on in about 20 minutes. So introduce yourself for the pod.
Hi, I'm Rima Karani, Mrs. Karani.
Hello, Mrs. Karani. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well.
You've got a massive smile on your face and a plate full of food. What have you got?
I've got a very warm pizza.
Do you know what? We've had three children on, and already their favourite stall has been the Italian stall just because of the pizza.
It's so warm and hot, and it's just perfect.
Do you know what? And I've not been down with my children yet. They're coming down after break.
I hope there's some left for your children.
But you know, I've gone around purposefully not eating anything to save myself. But my worry is exactly what you said there.
Yeah.
We come down and they go, yeah, those nice pizzas everyone was talking about. Yeah, gone.
Gone.
Dumplings and the spring rolls. Do they?
They've got plenty of food.
I hope so. So tell me, so far, any highlights for you for the day? It's been amazing, isn't it?
I think the children really enjoyed the Turkish ice cream. There was a huge queue for that.
Were they doing that sort of teasing game?
They were enjoying all the tricks and everything. So
I think it was the last international day we did, a teacher went up, one of the PE teachers, and he got mugged right off, and he was not happy. He was, give me ice cream or I will walk away from the store. And it was absolutely hilarious.
So entertaining, all over.
It's entertaining if it's not you.
Yeah, exactly.
When it's you,
When you're watching it, it's much more fun.
So what country are you representing today?
I am representing India today.
Amazing. And there was a humongous cheer that went up this morning when the Indian children...
Lots of support, lots of good music.
And what I found the most heartwarming was how energetic and enthusiastic the Indian parents were.
Yes, they were.
If anything, we had to calm them down. They were the IT staff also dancing, singing. They were recording each other. I think at one point we had to have staff go down and ask the parents to stop recording the children because they were so keen to record the memory. But the children were awesome.
They were amazing. I think this was after 3 years and everybody's just gone out of their way to do everything.
I know, absolutely. And can you tell me what are the three best things about being Indian?
The three best things, I think the food,
yeah,
the music,
yeah,
and the beautiful clothes.
Oh, perfect. I mean, you guys just give off such positive vibes through your colour.
Thank you.
Express yourselves through your food also.
And we're very happy to share everything.
So I'm a one-man band at the moment. I haven't got my right-hand man, Mr. Huntley, but I can tell you now, if he was sitting next to me, he'd be saying, what's your favourite dish? How would you make that? If you did a dinner party, what would you put on? But you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let you go now and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much,
okay.
Mr. Jordan.
And please go around and ask people to put just a little plate aside for Mr. Williams and Mr. Huntley.
I will do that.
And we'll come and pick them up
later.
And
I hope you get enough pizza for your class.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yes. We're back together. It's been weird without you.
Do you know what? The extra noise is exciting, isn't it?
Normally, we wouldn't like background noise.
No, this is excellent.
We're normally sticklers for background noise, but the buzz around here...
I can see somebody that's been to the Turkish store.
He's got a cone on top of a cone. That's like the Darth Maul of ice creams. Where we've got our next guest. Welcome on. Miss Usher.
I've got Miss Usher.
Speak right into the microphone for the listeners at home. How are we?
Very good.
This is your debut, Miss Usher, isn't it?
It is. And do you know what? I actually brought some cakes for you because I knew I was coming on the pod today. So I've got butterfly cakes just for you.
Oh.
Yeah?
There's going to be two butterfly cakes that were promised to someone else and now they're going to come to us instead.
There's a dozen. There's actually 12.
There's 12.
So yeah, I'll bring them for you.
That is
Miss Usher, can you... just describe, explain for people listening here how incredible International Day is this year.
It's incredible. It's also, I would say, emotional. Standing there this morning, just seeing everybody, all the parents, all the children. Actually, International Day, as we know it, it was really, really emotional to see. Yeah. Lots of smiles, lots of laughter, lots of joy. And I think it really does show what a real strong community JPS has around it.
It's just been so amazing. And we were talking earlier, I've had so many people on, and they've just, every person has almost had a different highlight. Mm. It's like, normally if you do something, there's one highlight. And people talk about the same thing. But everyone has come on, has picked something different.
So who have you had on so far?
So far we've had Mrs. Gray.
Okay.
We've had Stella from Year 4. A young Frenchman from Year 3.
Très bien.
We've had...
Mrs. Karani
came on. Can I just say... She was eating some freshly made margarita pizza. And I said, thank you so much. She just signed off. She took her headphones off. She left a little bit of marinara sauce on the headphones.
Oh, which one? Is it? Who's
right
now?
I actually ran over and wiped it off of the guest headphones. Oh. So if you see Miss Usher walking around with a little bit of margarita pizza on the side of her head, just say, yeah, you just got something there. So this morning, we were talking about the different dances and the performances. And just the energy that was generated by everyone. It's unfair to pick favorites, but some of the highlights, we call them highlights.
Absolutely.
Were just phenomenal. And one of the highlights for me was seeing how involved the parents got. And how the children, all of the performers put in so much time and effort, and you could see that. So a massive thank you to the parents and everyone that's helped out getting those children ready.
And do you know what? Some of those rehearsals, they started way back in October. They did. So even during half term, the meeting room was booked out, rehearsals taking place all the way through half term. Yeah. Real commitment to making this an extra special International Day for JPS.
Exactly.
Now, when I look around and I see some children, some adults in traditional dress, I sometimes feel like people from the UK just look a little underwhelming in comparison. Miss Usher, what are the three best things about being from England?
I would have to go with fish and chips.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Classic fish and chips. I'm yet to find an extremely good one in Dubai, though.
Do your family live around the corner from a chippy?
They do. They live very close to a chippy.
And I hear it's a very good one.
It is, and it smells like a proper chippy.
A proper one. None of this pretend fancy one that you get in Dubai.
Absolutely. No.
Just a straight up chippy fish and chip.
Yep. Yeah. Minus the wedge.
Yep. So that's one thing. What about the other two?
I would say definitely the outdoor walks, the scenery, the picturesqueness. Yeah. I live quite close to the Lake District, so beautiful.
A beautiful
walks.
Area.
Yeah, really beautiful. And number three, the best thing about the UK, I would say actually spirit, in terms of community spirit.
Absolutely. Camaraderie.
Yeah, exactly. We do come together. And I think just looking back at the Jubilee celebrations,
yeah,
it did show a nation come together to celebrate something magical.
Awesome job. Well, we're going to leave you there, Miss Usher, because I'm worried that some of the stalls might run out of the best bits.
Well, yes, you definitely need to get to... Egypt, have you been there?
No, yeah. I'm saving that.
I'm abstaining.
Kedgeri.
Because I don't want to like nitpick before, pick, come out of my children, and then just be full.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've had nothing other than...
I've had a lot of water.
I did have one dumpling and one spring roll.
Oh.
And that was just to give me the energy to start the pod.
Yeah, starters. And please leave room for your butterfly cakes.
Yes,
absolutely. I can't wait for those. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Special. Thank you for having me.
Enjoy
the rest of the day.
Cheers. The conveyor belt continues.
Yeah, right.
So we've just said goodbye to Miss Usher, and in the same breath, we say hello to Miss Alarm.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all good. How are you?
Are you stressed? Are you relaxed?
No, it's amazing. Everyone's having an amazing time. So
they are. But the question was, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're going to sleep well tonight. That's all I know.
Definitely going to sleep well tonight. Yeah, it's very hot.
First thing I want to say before anything else is a huge congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I know how much hard work and effort and time goes into making these things possible.
Yeah.
So you must take a massive bit of credit for this.
amazing. Honestly, all the team, though, all the support staff, everyone in school, of course, all the parents, designing all the stalls, making the stamps and the stickers, making all the food.
The passports are excellent as well, aren't they? They're so good.
They love them. They love them.
The thing is,
just I can see Mr. Gonne going for his fourth plate of food.
He's on a bulk, isn't he?
Yeah.
But the thing is with this is like you discussed like some of the big things there, but even the small things take time to plan.
Of course, yeah.
And sometimes the big things are easy to take care of. Mm-hmm. And it's those small little details like the stamps, like the passports, like the small little things that are handed out of stores that make children's day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and as you said there, you reeled off a load of thank yous to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think one of the best things that JPS does is come together to put on such big events.
Yeah, really brings the community together. You can feel the buzz. Everyone's so happy.
You can really hear it as well, can't you, in the background?
Yeah, so the kids will sleep well tonight.
Today, obviously, the new layout of the car park is a massive, massive help for today, isn't it? Look at it. It's amazing.
Our new wonderful shading that we've got for the solar panels, it's come in handy. It's great shading for the food stalls. So really good that we've moved it out here this year, I think, and it keeps everyone still nice together, nice flow.
So what's your job for the rest of the day?
I'm going to eat some food and I'm going to drink some water. And then we've still got year 5 and 6 to come. Woo-hoo. So we've still got another action-packed couple of hours. And then we've got the parents coming in to have a nice walk around.
And to just sweep up the crumbs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's not going to be much
fun. Two are doing that, right? I've got you two on sweeping up journey.
Oh, no. We've done the most important part of the day, which is the JPS pod.
I'm pretty sure I've got you in for collecting the plates at the end of the day.
Yeah. The Spanish crumbs, particularly the tastiest.
Yeah, we'll go around and I just lick them off the tables.
Absolutely. Because
COVID's not a thing anymore anyway, is it? So
exactly.
All crumbs are fair game.
All crumbs.
So we've got another Brit on the pod in Miss Alarm. Miss Alarm, before you go, give me the three best things about being British.
Oh my God. Scones, just because I've just eaten one.
Jam or cream first?
Ooh, cream then jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Correct.
The music taste. We've got great music taste.
Oh, yes.
Some great musicians.
Yeah.
Football.
Football.
Perfect. There's our three.
Can't wait for the World Cup.
World Cup? What's that?
Yeah, so
yeah,
what's it?
What is that?
There it is.
Hey, well,
come
thank you, Miss Alarm. Do you know, excuse me, none of that on the pod. Goodness me. Okay, Miss Alarm, we won't keep you too much longer. So thank you so much for coming
on.
And another huge congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Cheers.
Well thank done. You. See you soon.
So, Mr. Harris, just a quick question. Massive surprise for everyone today that we did not realise that you had blood from Tanzania. You have Tanzanian heritage.
I need to clarify something.
Okay.
I am not actually from Tanzania. I have no one from Tanzania. The reason was I thought it'd be good to be different. The last place I went on holiday was...
Corfu.
Not Corfu, no.
Was it Zanzibar?
Zanzibar!
I never know. It's Tanzania spelled backwards is Zanzibar.
Yeah.
So I met lovely gentleman on the beach and I got this t-shirt. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to be different today. I'm going to wear something which I really like.
Yeah.
And my last international trip was to Zanzibar in Tanzania. So yeah, here I am.
I think you're trying to be different.
Who famously comes from Zanzibar and Tanzania? Yeah, and actually, if you look at Mr. Harris today, he's actually sporting the Freddie Mercury moustache.
Mustachio.
Mr. Harris, well, I was a little bit disappointed because the two Irish legends up on the stage today, they did a little bit of music, they did a little bit of dancing. I thought you could have made that a triple threat and joined them for a little bit of Irish dancing, but no.
You see, Mr. Williams, I would just hate to steal all of the attention. And my Irish dancing is fantastic.
I just feel like he's trying to avoid his identity. Yes. He's trying to shrug off the Irish in him.
There seems to be something wrong here. I wonder if anyone will work it out.
Now, I know you're a PE teacher. And most people do know that you're a PE teacher. However, today you have shrugged your responsibilities. You seem to have been outside, taking up a different role today, which is the quality assurance of the stalls.
You look a bit different without a plate in your hand.
Well, what I can say to you is that the food has been simply fantastic.
Simply the best, mate. You should have said that.
The best. What I can say is that the chocolate balls on the Brazilian stand are fantastic.
I'm just going to put that on my list. And, you know, you mentioned there you bought that Tanzania top off a bloke on a Zanzibar beach. I'd have sized up a couple of times just for National Day.
Yeah, well,
because I think you might have put on a few pounds today. What do you think?
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's
how does that work? So Miss Usher's arrived with the promised fairy cakes. She's given one. She's given one to.
But like I said,
to Mr. Harris.
And it's time to enjoy all this food. The food has been brilliant.
Mr. Huntley and I earned our fairy cakes, and by default, you have now got one. And I'm actually a little bit upset.
They are good.
She's a very good baker, isn't she?
It's very good.
So if you don't see Miss Usher in term three, she's on the Great British Bake Off, because I'm going to put it forward for it.
We should have a JPS. We should have a JPS.
Miss White in year six is fantastic.
Oh,
baker.
She'd smoke the show. She makes a fantastic lemon drizzle.
That's my favorite word, he says.
I've been saying smoked. Fantastic a lot. Today has been fantastic.
So you did debunk some myths, and you aren't from Tanzania.
I'm not.
So
is that
a lie? You are from Northern Ireland.
That was a huge lie, wasn't it?
Give me the three best things about being from Northern Ireland.
Three best things from Northern Ireland. We've got fantastic crisps, cheese and onion.
Okay.
Oh, God. Fantastic again.
Oh, nice.
We have got... the best thing about Northern Ireland is that it's a very small country, and you can start the day off by going to the mountains for a lovely walk. You can then spend the afternoon down at the beach and then the evening in the city. So because it's very small, you can get all different types of terrain activities in one day. That's one thing I really like about Northern Ireland.
I've not actually been to Northern Ireland.
Not yet.
Why don't we do a trip to Northern Ireland? Mr. Williams, Mr. Huntley, and Mr. Harris, take on Northern Ireland.
Let's do it.
Pod on tour.
That'd be great. I'd love to. That'd
be belting. So that's two things, the diversity and what you can do in a day.
Third?
And the third thing,
It maxes out of two, doesn't it?
The third thing is that we have one of the best footballers in the United Kingdom. Stephen Davis, number eight.
I thought you said historically.
On the topic of that, we've got one of the best footballers of all time.
Absolutely.
Can we ask people who that footballer is?
Okay, so let me do this as a little quiz. If you can name the footballer that Mr. Harris is talking about.
One of the best footballers of all time. Absolutely. We're talking on the level of Pelé.
Pelé actually said that he would be the only player outside of Brazil that he would have picked for the Brazilian team in 1970.
And do you want to know something interesting? I've actually met this person.
Have you? I have too, actually.
Yeah.
On a bus.
Have you?
Yeah. He was doing a book signing.
I actually am very jealous of that.
Yeah. I've met him as well. And I met Sir Matt Busby.
That. Another. Do you know what? On that satellite. If I could meet Sir Alex Ferguson,
absolutely,
that would complete my life.
Can we talk about the fairy cakes? Because I've been munching on them while you've been talking.
I know we can hear.
Whilst you were banging on about Northern Ireland, I've just demolished mine.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
So they are. Shout out to Miss Usher.
Any stores you've not been to yet that take your eye?
Well, no, actually, I've been to them all.
So would you like to return to?
What I would say, what about three stalls I'd go back to?
Okay, go on.
So three stalls I'd go back to would be the Italian.
Yes,
if you heard that, they've had three shout-outs now.
Actually, some of my friends were running the pizzas there. Very, very good.
Handy.
Do it yourself. Good, very good pizza. The second stall I'd go to would be the Lebanese stall, shawarma, hiding away there. Fantastic.
They actually sent an email out this morning to all teaching staff, didn't they?
Yeah,
They said, head down now for some shawarma.
The shawarmas?
At like 8:15.
So pizza, Italy... Lebanon, and then the final one was Brazil. Brazil was a latecomer because I just recently had the chocolate balls there, and
you still got some in your mustache.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm saving it for later because they're fantastic.
Who needs Tupperware when you got a mustache?
Honestly, they are so good.
The Brazilian family's just walking past.
Yep. Is that Kaka? Oh, no. It's one of the dads.
I actually asked the gentleman on the Brazilian stall if he was going to win the World Cup.
And he said no,
I'm not playing.
All right. All right.
Also, a bit of a vibe report. The vibe on the Nigeria stand this morning was very good. The Chinese stand, I've had a lot of good fun there. Where else was a very, very good stand for vibes? There was one more.
Vibes.
The Jordanian, Palestine, that area, they've been dancing all day. They actually were trying to get Mr. Huntley to dance with them, but he wasn't up for it, which is very disappointing.
Maybe later.
Like, Mr. Huntley. And he went, no.
Yeah, the problem is that will kill the vibe. Kill the vibe.
So two words to sum up Mr. Harris's appearance on the pod. Surely vibes and...
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic vibes, food. It's all about the Fs.
Hey, cheers, mate. Thank you for coming on. Go and help yourself to some more chocolate balls at the Brazil stall, or maybe another margarita at the Italians.
Yes,
off you go, mate. See ya.
Bye.
Come on.
Bye.
Next guest on, please.
Bye.
Okay, we've got two very, very cool dudes on the pod this time. So introduce yourself.
Felix Seeger.
Lorenzo Di Gabriel.
And they're both Year 5 legends. Now, Felix is very, very lucky because he's got the best teacher in JPS.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Mr. Williams.
Yeah, Mr. And who's your teacher?
Miss Hammond.
Oh, sorry, mate. Sorry. Boys, you've just come down and I've grabbed you. You haven't even had a chance to go into the stalls yet. So I'm not going to keep you long. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to going to Italy because yeah. Miss Kendall told me that there's very yummy pizza.
Do you know, everyone who's come on the pod so far has said Italy's the place to go to for the fresh pizza. What about you? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to, like, England and stuff.
Going to the England stall?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But my mum did Italy pizza.
She's doing the pizzas? Yeah. Well, she's going to go home later, a famous woman. Okay, what's your nationality, Felix?
German, and my mum's doing the German stand.
She's doing the Germany stall. I'm going to go in later for some special treatment. Can you tell me the best thing about being German?
I'm very proud because there's lots of sweet companies like Haribo.
Huge
and
companies.
They sponsored. So we got it for free.
No. So Felix came to me this morning and said, Mr. Williams, you've got to come to the Germany store because they've got loads of Haribo. Your dentist must love you. What about you? What country are you from?
Italy.
What's the best thing about being Italian?
You have food that not everyone knows.
Like, you have famous foods, don't you?
Yeah.
You have pasta, pizza, great coffee. A parent just walked past me now with a delicious looking double espresso, which I would have loved to have got my hands on, but unfortunately she just walked past me and ignored me. Well, boys, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for coming on. Anyone you want to shout out and say hello to on the pod?
Yeah.
Who?
Jensen.
Shout out to Jensen. Felix, what about you?
I want to shout out to Paige.
Tage, Micah, Hamza, the lads are here watching, big fans at the table. Look at that. I wish we were recording this, but we're not. Right, boys, see ya.
Yeah.
Bye. Yes. See ya, yes. You're so polite. So polite. Oh, look at that. We've got rid of two. We've got another two boys in, another two bunch of 5e legends.
Hello.
Who have we got?
Hello.
Tage.
We got Tage and
Hamza.
How's it going, boys?
Good.
So these lads have been upstairs waiting for their slot to come down, and the time has finally come when they can come down to get all the yummy food. And what happens? They come straight to the pod. Cheers, boys. So what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to Turkey because I heard it has a lot of Turkish ice cream.
Oh, I know. And do you know what they do with the Turkish ice cream? They tease people with it.
Really?
They turn the cone over because it's like quite a sticky Ottoman ice cream that sticks to this metal bar. So when a child thinks they've grabbed it, they just dash it straight away out of reach. And everyone around laughs, but the person doing it, not so bothered. Tage, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the Indian stall.
Now, India, I've come to International Day with such energy. I was talking about that earlier. What's the best thing about being from India?
The best thing is to see the food.
Yeah.
And how they make it. The street food is one of my favorites.
Street food is absolutely incredible. Now, the street food is very colorful, isn't it? As are the outfits of people from India.
Yeah.
And I just feel like you just know how to express yourselves and to get your energy across. What about you? Where are you from, Hamza?
Pakistan.
Now, Hamza's wearing a Pakistan cricket top. Now, Pakistan last night won the cricket semi-final, and they go into the finals. So, Hamza, you're going to be cheering for them. What's the best thing about being from Pakistan?
Well, you get to see a lot of cricket matches, and you're never really bored.
Yeah, it keeps you entertained, doesn't it? Now, good luck for the final of the T20 World Cup, Hamza. Any shout-outs, boys? Anyone you want to say hello to?
Yep. Shout-out to Eunice, Felix, and Micah.
Big shout-out to you, boys. What about you, Hamza?
Shout out to Felix, Mike, and Leo.
Oh, boys are very popular. Right, lads, head off. Go and fill your boots. Not often an adult says this, but go and fill your boots with sweets and snacks and lots of yummy things. But please, please promise to save Mr. Williams some.
We will.
Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Thanks.
And we've got our third set of Year 5 legends. Next to me we have
Micah Hagar.
Hey, Micah. Micah's one of the 5E legends. Best class in Year 5. Best class in JPS, I think. And who else have we got?
Eunice.
So Eunice is wearing a Germany football shirt, a goalkeeper shirt, I think, with Manuel Neuer on the back. Are you German?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about being from Germany?
Being able to brag about your World Cup team.
Yeah, you are very consistent, fairness. Now, Felix, who's in 5 years as well, came on the pod earlier, and he said the best thing about being German was all the sweets that they make. Haribo's a German company. So, yeah. Nice to have a little varying view there. Micah, where are you from?
South Africa.
South Africa. And what's the best thing about being South African?
The parades.
The braids or parades?
Parades.
Parades. Now, Micah is wearing a South Africa rugby jersey, one of which Mrs. Hammond would be very proud of. Now, Micah, you were in a rugby final on the weekend.
Yeah.
And although it didn't go your way, what did you do in the final that no one else on your team managed to do?
A try.
You tried or you scored a try?
I scored a try.
Scored a try. And it wasn't just any try. Micah's mum showed me the footage. It was an awesome try. He handed off two people and he flew down the wing. I thought he had wings. What's the best thing about being at JPS on International Day?
The food.
Definitely the food. Now, I don't know if people at home can hear that, but we're starting to hear bagpipes. And actually, I think we've got, I don't know if it's bagpipes, but there's music started. There's massive celebrations going on, boys. Now, there's quite a stir going on there, so I'm going to leave it there. Go and head over and see what it is, and then come back and let me know.
I'm actually going to go get some ice cream.
Go. See you, lads. Enjoy your day.
Peace out.
Peace out.